BBC journalist Mohammed Salem Patel joins me now. We last spoke with Mohammed back in February when he was set to become Britain's first guide horse owner. Now, unfortunately, Mohammed, things have slowed down for the moment, and I think it's due to nature.
Yes, it is. When I was working with Digby, he was 30 inches at that time, and we were just hopeful that he doesn't grow because universally accepted and agreed size is 30 inches or under for a guide horse. But sadly, as my training with him progressed and we did more and more stuff, I was noticing that his height and width was causing problems and therefore becoming impractical as a guide horse. And that defeats the whole point of having an assistance animal. So, for example, in lifts or in supermarket aisles, it was just a bit too difficult. And that's why I had to make that decision that, you know, he was no longer going to be suitable, and his height becoming 33 inches meant that he was obviously past that agreed size of 30 inches and therefore wasn't suitable.
It's a real shame though, Mohammed, because I remember you talking about the bond you both had, and you were telling me that when horses like someone, they will stand next to that person and rub their head against them. Obviously, he'd been doing that with you. So yeah, it's a real shame.
Oh, there's definitely, absolutely, there was a bond that was building. You know, it was me envisaging my future with him as my guide horse. But it's just, as you said earlier, it's just nature. You know, it doesn't change anything. I'm still going to get a guide horse, and it will still be the same time frame. You know, this doesn't really change stuff. It's just that it will not be Digby.
What's next then for Digby? I hear he could be off to London to work with someone.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen some articles suggesting that he will still be paired as a guide horse. It's not something that I would agree with or advocate because, you know, his size means he's just not suitable for a guide horse for anyone. Do you know what I mean? And although he would be good as like a therapy horse because his temperament is great, I just don't really agree with him being paired as a guide horse for anyone because it's about perceptions at the end of the day. And because this is such a new thing to the UK, if people see a horse that is kind of overly sized for the job, it probably won't help the work that's been done for the past 20 years. So, yeah, it's a bit controversial that.
Now, Mohammed, you've obviously been researching guide horses for the past few years. Can you explain to the listeners or anyone that didn't hear our first chat what the benefit of having a guide horse is, why it's practical for you?
So guide horses were introduced as a concept back in 1998 in America. The first ever guide horse in the world was trained by a lady called Janet Burleson, a chap called Dan Shaw. And it was basically introduced for those people that either had a phobia or allergy of dogs, but also for those people that were too distressed by the emotional uproar that saying goodbye to a guide dog after 8 years brings. Because one of the benefits that a guide horse has is it has a much longer lifespan and therefore working life as well. So they can work into their 30s and 40s. For example, I went out to America recently and I met one lady that has a guide horse, and she was saying that her brother, who's also blind, in the same time that she's had her guide horse Panda, her brother has gone through 5 guide dogs. You know what I mean? So that is one of the biggest advantages that a guide horse can bring. Israel and Belgium have followed suit in introducing guide horses to their respective countries. And it's just, they would do the exact same job as a guide dog. One of the criteria for a guide horse is that they do have to be 30 inches or under just for their practicality. But they can fulfill the same role as what a guide dog can, obviously with their own little differences. So for example, when you stop at a curb or there's steps coming, the horse will actually tap its hoof on the step so that you've got an audible indication as well to suggest that there's something there that you need to be aware of. And they can be housebroken as well. That's one of the biggest questions that people ask. You know, I mean, how's a horse actually going to work? But they can be housebroken. So Panda, the guide horse, she goes to a bell in the house that's on the door every time that she needs to go. Or Callie, who works with Mona Romani in Lansing, Michigan, she claws the ground with a hoof or a teeth, indicating that she needs to go. So they can fully be housebroken and they can completely fulfill the job that a guide dog can.
So what's next then? How long do you think the process could be before you're finally matched up?
I still foresee it being the same time frame. This doesn't really change anything because what I've done by going out to America and visiting guide horse users and their trainers is made contacts with people out there. And I can, you know, get a guide horse imported that's fully trained by them and then have someone here kind of make adjustments to the UK environment. So I still foresee myself getting a guide horse within, you know, the next few years. And I'm also in the process of establishing a charity that will provide guide horses, because I've been inundated with people saying that they would also benefit from a guide horse, and they're, you know, they can facilitate one as well. So there's definitely a demand out there. And I think the more that people learn about guide horses, and actually once they are introduced into the UK, the more people see them fulfilling the job and seeing that their longevity is actually true, I think more and more people will become interested.
Definitely. I mean, Digby definitely captured the nation's hearts.
Yeah.
Well, thanks very much for coming on and chatting with us today, Mohammed. We'll definitely keep an eye on the story, and hopefully you will be paired and matched with a new guide horse in the not-too-distant future. In the meantime, thanks for talking to us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on.